He suffered a lot of pain. People came after that and they started always criticizing the Imam, not understanding the wisdom that if the Imam had not signed a peace treaty with Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, the Imam himself would have been killed. The followers of the Imam would have been tortured even further. At least he had something in writing to prove that Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan was a man who did not stick to his word, was a man who did not honor his promises, was a man who always plotted, was a man of evilness. After living for some time, Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan did not want that after him the Khilafah, the leadership position, goes back to Imam al-Hassan or to Imam al-Hussein. So what he does, he declares his son Yazid ibn Muawiyah as his successor, and he goes to the wife of Imam al-Hassan by the name of Ju'dah, and he fools her, he deceives her. He says, "Ya Ju'dah, if you poison al-Hassan al-Mujtaba, your husband, then I will get you to marry my son Yazid ibn Muawiyah." He fooled her. Muawiyah orders a special poison from the Roman Caesar. The Roman Caesar sends this poison to Muawiyah and he says, "We are not allowed to sell this poison, not even to rats. We don't even give this poison to rats. What are you going to be doing with this poison?" And Muawiyah says, "Don't worry, I have a special task that I need to perform with this poison. It's a poison that once the person drinks it or consumes it, then it starts dissolving the organs. It's such a severe poison." He gives it to the wife of this Imam, of the Imam. She puts it in the drinking water, and the minute the Imam drinks that water, peace be upon him, he starts feeling the pain. He immediately calls upon Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and he says, "Oh my dear brother, it is apparent that I'm going to be leaving this world shortly. So take care of my children, take care of your sister Zainab, take care of the affairs after me." And he starts giving him words of admonishments and advice. Then he starts coughing and coughing, and he starts coughing blood. The Imam al-Hussein brings a pail, and the Imam starts coughing blood into the pail. It is said that the Imam's liver was coughed out. It was dissolved by this severe poison. Imam al-Hussein, when he saw this, started to cry. And he said, "Akhi, oh my dear brother Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba, it is so difficult for me to witness this." Imam al-Hassan said, "No, the day on which you will be fighting in Karbala will be more severe than this day of mine. At least now you're next to me. My family is next to me, but on the day of Ashura, you'll be all alone, Ya Aba Abdullah." And Imam al-Hassan starts to cry for Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
And do you know why he rose? Because Jahiliyyah was now embodied in one human being. This Yazid ibn Muawiyah, the whole of Jahiliyyah. And do you know how you prove it? Listen to his poetry when he played with the lips and the teeth of Imam al-Husayn. That's when Aba Abdullah's head was next to him, he was playing, he'd poke his teeth and he'd poke his lips and he'd poke his eyes. The head was there. And he'd say the following lines, Layta ash-shiyakhi bi-badrin shahidu jaza' al-khazraji min waq' al-asal la-ahallu wa-stahallu faraha thumma qalu ya yazid la tushal la'ibat hashim bil-mulk fala khabarun ja'a wala wahyun nazal. You know what his words are? He said, I wish my ancestors at Badr were present. Badr was a fight between Bani Hashim and Bani Umayyah, or a fight between Islam and Jahiliyyah? Which one? Which one? When you come and say Yazid, may Allah be pleased with him, you are therefore saying that Badr was a fight between families. Badr was a fight between Jahiliyyah and Islam. When he said, I wish my ancestors were present so that they come and see what I am doing. Then he finishes his lines by saying, Hashim, Bani Hashim played with the kingdom. There was no revelation, there was no news. What's he saying? Saying there's no Islam. They just played with the kingdom, there was no Jibra'il, there's none of this revelation. When Aba Abdullah stood, he said, Inni lam akhruju ashiran, wala bataran, wala mufsidan, wala zalima. I have not risen for fame. I have not risen for glory. Please understand this vision, a 21st century reality for our life. I have not risen for fame, nor for glory, nor for power, nor for revenge. Wa innama kharajtu li talab al-islah fi ummati jaddi. I have risen to reform and bring justice in the ummah of my grandfather. The ummah of my grandfather. Not just my followers. I want the whole ummah to be awake with my message. I want them all to come and join me if they feel my message is right. أريد أن آمر بالمعروف وأنهى عن المنكر. I want to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. وَأَسِيرْ بِسِيرَةْ جَدِّي وَأَبِي عَلِي ibn Abi Talib. And I want to follow the path of my grandfather and my father Ali ibn Abi Talib.
حسين شفته وقع من ثقل حديد والشمر يمه يتدنى من بعيد من الوريد الراس حتى للوريد كون عمي ولا تشوف عيوني كون عمي ولا تشوف عيوني
طيبة يا عرب دلوني انا زينب واخوتي عافوني طيبة يا عرب دلوني انا زينب واخوتي عافوني انا زينب واخوتي عافوني
انا جد نزار هل سبع الطباق يا حبيرة اللي اعتلي ظهر البراق انا جد نزار هل سبع الطباق يا حبيرة اللي اعتلي ظهر البراق وين غيرتكم صفت يا اهل العراق وين غيرتكم صفت يا اهل العراق ضف عدكم وانسبت خلوني ضف عدكم وانسبت خلوني
طيبة يا عرب دلوني انا زينب واخوتي عافوني امي طيبة يا عرب دلوني انا زينب واخوتي عافوني انا زينب واخوتي عافوني
انا زينب حود حمايل دخيل ليش منكم هذا نكران الجميل دم محمد هذا هل قاعد يصير وانتو ما جنكم من تعرفون وانتو ما جنكم من تعرفون
طيبة يا عرب دلوني انا زينب واخوتي عافوني طيبة يا عرب دلوني انا زينب واخوتي عافوني، انا زينب واخوتي عافوني.
الكوفة جانت هذي كوفة حيدرة، شنه غير حالها وشنه الجرة، شلون ترضى يزيد يلف بعسكره، شلون ترضى يزيد يلف بعسكره. ولو مي قبالكم يسبوني، ولو مي قبالكم يسبوني.